He flipped through a few pages of his commonplace book until he found what he was looking for. Jacques Snicket called it a schism, he said, but I don't know what that word means. A schism, Klaus said, is a division of a previously united group of people into two or more oppositional parties. It's like a big argument, with everybody choosing sides. That makes sense, Quigley said. The way Jacques talked, it sounded like the entire organization was in chaos. Volunteers who were once working together are now enemies. Places that were once safe are now dangerous. Both sides are using the same codes and the same disguises. Even the VFD insignia used to represent the noble ideals everyone shared, but now it's all gone up in smoke. But how did the schism start? Violet asked. What was everyone fighting over? I don't know, Quigley said. Jacques didn't have much time to explain things to me. What was he doing? Klaus asked. He was looking for you, Quigley replied. He showed me a picture of all three of you waiting at the dock on some lake, and asked me if I'd seen you anywhere. He knew that you'd been placed in Count Olaf's care, and all the terrible things that had happened there. He knew that you had gone to live with Dr. Montgomery. He even knew about some of the inventions you made, Violet, and the research you did, Klaus, and some of Sonny's tooth-related exploits. He wanted to find you before it was too late. Too late for what? Violet said. I don't know, Quigley said with a sigh. Jacques spent a long time at Dr. Montgomery's house, but he was too busy conducting his investigation to explain everything to me. He would stay up all night reading and copying information into his notebook, and then sleep all day, or disappear for hours at a time. And then one day he said he had to go interview someone in the town of Poultryville, but he never came back. I waited weeks and weeks for him to return. I read books in Dr. Montgomery's library, and started a commonplace book of my own. At first it was difficult to find any information on VFD, but I took notes on anything I could find. I must have read hundreds of books, but Jacques never returned. Finally, one morning, two things happened that made me decide not to wait any longer. The first was an article in the Daily Punctilio saying that my siblings had been kidnapped from the school. I knew I had to do something. I couldn't wait for Jacques Snicket or for anyone else. The Baudelaires nodded in solemn agreement. What was the second thing? Violet asked. Quigley was silent for a moment, and he reached down to the ground and scooped up a handful of ashes, letting them fall from his gloved hands. I smelled smoke, he said. And when I opened the door of the reptile room, I saw that someone had thrown a torch through the glass of the ceiling, starting a fire in the library. Within minutes, the entire house was in flames. Oh, Violet said quietly.